What's called the Army Communities Initiative is loosely modeled on the largely successful Residential Communities Initiative, a project in which the Army and the other military services used public-private partnerships to rebuild and modernize their rapidly deteriorating on-base housing without additional money from the Treasury. The new project comes from a similar line of thinking. Just as managing residential real estate isn't the core competency of a local base commander, the same might be true of maintaining street and sewage systems, especially if a city government right outside the installation gates has its own departments that do that same sort of thing. The Army attempted a similar program 2 years ago after Congress enacted legislation allowing for the public-public partnerships, or what are called intergovernmental support agreements, but the effort sputtered, partially because DOD lawyers concluded that the law required bases to go through DOD's usual competitive procurement process under the Federal Acquisition Regulation if it wanted to enter into agreements with local governments. But Congress clarified the law in December to make clear that the military could sign sole-source agreements outside the FAR. Those agreements will still need one-by-one approval from the Secretary of the Army, but Ivan Bolden, the Army's Chief for Privatization and Partnerships, says the service has built a process that aims to turn those approval requests around within 10 days.
Now, I know that's unheard of to get something approved in the Pentagon within 10 working days, but that's our goal, and we don't see any reason based upon how we set up why we shouldn't meet it. But let me couch that. That's if the concept that comes up to us has all the checks and balances, it has the business case analysis.
And the Army says its base commanders will have expert help in deciding which services to partner with local communities on and in building those business case analyses. In much the same way the Army built a specialized cell of subject matter experts to help with local energy programs, the service has tasked its Installation Management Command to offer consultation on other base support services.
The thing we did differently this time as opposed to last time we tried partnerships was you have an advocate in the headquarters. We went around to all the senior people, like the DASA for procurement, the DASA for CE, the small business office, Mr. Kramer, Ms. Colson, and we explained to them what the process will be. And so they, you know, the Office of the General Counsel. So everyone understands. So you have an advocate in the headquarters in my office and all of the senior leaders in the Army.
And within the next 2 weeks, the Army plans to launch a public-facing website so that city managers and base commanders across the country can quickly see which kinds of partnerships have already worked in other places and have already gained approval from Army headquarters. Bolden says the goal is to avoid reinventing the wheel numerous times.
And our intent is for the community to be able to see what we're doing, see other good ideas. We are locked in with the Air Force and the other services. We talk to them weekly so that we can share ideas because, after all, we have joint bases. And, you know, if it's a good idea at an Army base, it might translate to a good idea at an Air Force base or a Navy base and so forth.
So far, the good ideas are few and far between, mostly because procurement laws up until now have made the public-public partnerships tough to pull off. There is one successful example, though, so successful it's been known within the Army for years as the Monterey Model. On the Monterey Peninsula in California, not only do the various military organizations share services with one another, most of the public works functions on base are actually provided by the city of Monterey. But to pull it off, local officials had to work through a cumbersome patchwork of laws. Congressman Sam Farr, who represents the area, wanted to extend the Monterey model to the rest of the country and push for the legislation Congress enacted in 2003 and clarified in December. Rochelle Dornay is Farr's chief of staff.
We thought we were onto something great. And the reason it took us a while to actually get the rest of Congress to agree with us is because our installations in Monterey are very small. And they couldn't really see how what we were doing in Monterey would translate to bigger places. But in the end, the numbers didn't lie. Our bases were saving money. And they were more efficient. And we finally were able to convince others of that.
Monterey may or may not be a special case due to its size, but the partnership has indeed saved a significant amount of money. A 2012 audit found the base was spending 22% less on infrastructure and maintenance services compared to what it would cost to provide those services on its own or contract them out to industry. Dino Peck is the deputy city manager for Monterey.
What that means is that the Presidio is getting about $1.5 million in additional value whether it be savings or additional services, depending on how they want to allocate those funds or savings, per year. That's pretty significant savings. So just in terms of dollars and cents, this model works.
The Army freely acknowledges it's had some false starts on public-public partnerships in the past, but says it's committed to making them work this time. And it's telling its base commanders to find methods to implement them in ways that make sense. Colonel Paul Fellinger, the commander at Monterey, says his counterparts around the country will need to be patient, though, and persistent.
You got to be patient. I walked into a very, very good situation, you know, a long-term relationship that had been going on, and I quickly realized that mission failure for me as a garrison commander would be to allow that relationship to somehow diminish. I think one of the biggest problems with these types of things is, you know, garrison commanders are going to be in command for 2 to 3 years. I think now they're all 2 years. So how much of your time do you want to dedicate to something that is not going to come to fruition during your command tenure? How much of your time do you want to dedicate to establishing relationships when you've got those other alligators that you talked about snapping at your heels? And so as I've looked at the continuity within my garrison, I mean, I'm part of it, but who's going to be there long term?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.